Crazy on the cake and chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. Yeah, what's
that problem?
You know what, for me, what Carlin was saying, that it's hard to do a drink.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, if we got that whole outline, then I think I would like to. I would like to probably recess.
When we all
share, so they understand.
Okay.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well,
not the market. Sure.
You like it?
I do.
Or maybe, oh, it is 2 pieces. Okay.
No, I haven't played yet.
Okay, so why don't we do this then?
Next week I'm going to try to get it. But we'll go through it first.
Do you want us to go through it?
Sure. Well, you're the chair today.
Okay. Good afternoon. We'll call this meeting of the Education Finance Committee, the Education Conference Committee, to order. The first order of business we're going to do is we're going to go through some items that are same in the House and in the Senate bills. That we'll run through these and we'll give the Senate the opportunity to have the conferees get together and walk through and make sure that these are okay with them. And if things are okay, then we will come back and vote on those and adopt those reports if the Senate is okay with that. So at this time, we'll go with Mr. Strom and Mr. Crow, if you could begin going through some of those items that we want to have the Senate take back and look at.
Mr. Chair and members, if you turn to side by side, Article 1, page R5. House Section 4.
Hold on one second.
Or Section 4. Section 4.
Hold on second.
Go ahead. No, that's fine. Good. Here.
Mr. Crow.
Mr. Chair and members, Section 4 has the same language up until line 3.30 on the House side that includes the Military Service Award Program on the House side. And then Section 5 also relates to the Early Graduation Achievement Scholarship Program, and those two sections are the same. And that goes on to page R6. And then so, Mr. Chair, the next same is on page R14. So the delinking of secondary sparsity revenue is the same in both bills. And Section 19, the delinking of elementary sparsity, is the same in both bills. And then Section 20, the statutory language for sparsity revenue for school facilities that close, that relates to school closure in another district different than the district receiving the sparsity revenue, is the same in both bills.
R15.
And then, Mr. Chair and members, Section 23 starts on page R18. It's Section 17 in the Senate bill. This, again, relates to the Early Graduation Achievement Scholarship Program, and this is same with the exception of line 1323 on the House side relating to the Military Service Award Program, and again on Section 24 of the House and Section 18 of the Senate. And then on Section 25, on the bottom of R19, the top of page 20 is where the language change is the maintenance of effort requirement related to the Safe Schools Levy, and that is the same in both bills. next changes would be on page R27 is actually the language is on R28. The section 29 in the House and 25 in the Senate is the Kitson Central School closing funding. That's the same in both bills. And then section 30, just a look back to the previous year. Oh, the section 30 and section 26 of the Senate are similar, with the exception that the Senate bill allows for 2010 revenue. It's not that. That's not there. It's the same.
It's the same, isn't it?
Should I ask that?
I'm just confusing myself.
It's the same.
Yeah, I'm looking for the tourism.
It's the same.
No, but where's the 2020 look back?
Mr. Chair, I apologize. I'm confused by that, too. Let me go to the base bill and see if somehow we missed it. Because I do know the Senate had language to carry the 2011 revenue in fiscal 12.
It would be in the same section, wouldn't it?
It should be, Mr. Chair. I just want to make sure there wasn't a subdivision we missed.
Well, while Senate staff looks that up, we'll come back to that later, but the similar provisions under section 30 of the House bill, section 26 of the Senate bill.
Yeah, so those sections are the same, then, Mr. Chair. In the 2010 funding. Must be somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's the Senate bill. I haven't read it yet, so. Mr. Chair, Article 3 is the next same. Why don't you start?
Mr. Chairman, members, it's on R5 and Article 3. This would allow temporary placement in the Minnesota State Academies.
Special ed. Oh, yeah, just skip those.
So then, Mr. Chair, into Article 5. There's three sections in Article 5 on the House side, sections 2, 3, and 5.
Could you talk into the mic, please? Thank you.
Oh, sorry, Madam Chair. Sections, if you go to Article 5, on the House side, sections 2, 3, and 5, which start on page R2, have to do with the calculation of the shift, and these are the same in both bills. And then finally, Mr. Chair, Article 11 of both bills is the forecast adjustment, and that's the same in both bills.
Thank you, Mr. Strom.
Yeah, we did go backwards. This is that language that Fabian.
Madam Chair, those are the provisions that we discussed in advance of the meeting, and my understanding is you wish to go meet with the Senate conferees before voting on those.
Mr. Chair,
you will notice that four of our members are missing. Three of them are on a committee that the fourth one is presenting to right now and are probably were needed up there for a vote. So I don't think I could come up with three all by myself to, in fact, vote if we were going to take some action. So I think we do need to take a short recess until we can get people to hopefully they understand, and then we can have enough, and then we'll be able to move on.
And Senator Olson, when would you like us to reconvene the conference committee? What would be a good time?
As long as it takes to get them here.
Okay, just for members of the public in terms of.
Should we try for 2:15?
2:15 sounds good to me. So House conferees will get together and talk for a second here too, and so the House can stay here. So we'll just folks will be in recess until about 2:15. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank